the hour of prayer and the hour of preaching. We have prayed, we have testified, we have sang to your glory. Now, God, we need to hear from you. For Father, if we don't hear from you, there's really no reason in hearing you. My God, my God, would you begin to move now from heart to heart, breast to breast. Begin to speak to our very soul. Lift us, God, where we may be sick. Sick in mind, body, or soul. Help us, God, where in these evil times, help us to be able to redeem the time in which we live.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, God, through any situation to still be able to give you thanks.
Yes.
So I stand, God, to do what I love to do, and that's preach your word. I pray that you will allow me to decrease, that your Holy Spirit will increase the more and the more, that we would be more like you. God, anything in me that's not like you, God, I ask you to remove it right now. The Holy Spirit begin to flow. God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart have been acceptable in your sight. For truly, O Lord, you are my strength. Lord, you are my redeemer. It is in Jesus' name I do pray that the faithful of God say, amen.
Amen.
If you will, be deep in Psalm 100. Very short, 5 verses. Do the best we can with it today. Thank God, what I can't do, the Lord will do it.
Amen.
I tell all these people, I'm going to figure it out, Brother Bob. The Lord will ask what he want to ask, and he'll take away what he want to take away.
Amen.
I trust him like that. Psalm 100 from the New King James Version says, make a joyful shout. Yours may say, no one. To the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name.
Amen.
For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Amen.
May be seated in the presence of the Lord. God, I just want to talk to you for a short while about Thanksgiving. As we get ready to go into a season of Thanksgiving, most folks look at Thanksgiving as a day of, we were in the time of World War I where they thought it would be good to be thankful that the war ended, and so the president made a mandate for us to celebrate Thanksgiving Day. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to stop by and tell you that God is always on the throne.
Amen.
And as the old choir used to sing, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And so I just want you to understand, Thanksgiving is not just a season. It's not just when we come together with family and eat and celebrate. That's a good time. But Thanksgiving is the opportunity to give back to God that which he has given unto you, and to love people around you. 1 John chapter 4 tells us that if God is good to us, we ought to be good to one another. Amen.
Amen.
And so that's what the spirit of Thanksgiving is. And so for a couple of Sundays here, if something go wrong with me, preachers, I want y'all to ask God to give y'all something about Thanksgiving and get up here and keep on drilling the nail about Thanksgiving.
Amen.
All right, Thanksgiving. Isu, let me teach you for a little while, and then we're going up to the house. Eusebius Perennius, born in the 3rd century, 342 A.D. in Stratum, Dalmatia. He was later known as Saint Jerome. He was known as Saint Jerome because he was known as a doctor in the church. He was known as one who helped translate the Bible into Latin, amen. And then he was one who would not only translate the Bible, but he lived the Bible, amen. And they gave him the name Saint Jerome. The quote he had was, it said that the scripture, or the Bible, is shallow enough for a baby to come and drink out of it, but don't drown. Yet it's deep enough
for a theologian, or may I say a mature Christian, to walk in it and never touch the Bible. In other words, this Bible is designed from everybody, from a young age to an old age.
Amen.
From people who are educated, people who are uneducated. It does not matter what your standing is, it does not matter where you came from. If you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 1, 16 and 17, that it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. So if nothing else, you ought to be thankful that God saved your soul. So young children ain't really realized that yet, because they ain't really had a chance to do no stuff. But some of us, we got a little rust on our hand, a few calluses down, and some skeletons in our closet. We ought to be thankful that God has blessed us. Because some of us know that some of the circles we ran in, some of those people died. We know that some of the circles that we ran in, some of those people went to jail. We know some of those circles where God brought us from, some people where God rescued us and brought us out and put us on a rock and stand and put the light in our eyes. Some of those folks are still living like they was living 30, 40, 50 years ago. But thank God for the love of you to bring you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Psalm 100 is an ironic, it's the only psalm that talks about being the psalm of thanksgiving. When you go in the book of Psalm, even though it's Psalm, P-S-A-L-M, it's just a song book, S-O-N-G. It's just a hymn book, amen. There's 150 hymns in here. If you can't think of nothing to sing, just open up one of them and begin to sing it unto the Lord and watch him bless you. You got a man standing in front of you who really cannot sing. The Bible says that when we do something that's not coming to God, and the smoke goes up into his nostrils, that if you lukewarm, like Brother Minister Cook said, he'll spit you out of your life. But I have went to the Lord many times, cannot sing, in the shower, just singing to the goodness of the Lord, and all of a sudden, just raining.
thankfulness or it's gratitude toward God for what God has done for you. Psalm 100 talks about the presence of God. I talked about the praise and the worship of God. Praise is the doorbell.
Yeah.
When you praise God, He comes in to your presence as you walk into His presence. Praise is just the doorbell. If you came on my house and you rung the doorbell and I opened the door and the screen door, what would you do? I guess I would stand down the porch. You would come in. So when you ring the doorbell to God and He comes in, you're supposed to enter in to worship with Him. See, I can tell y'all already ain't ready for me. Sister ain't ready. I'm ready to go back on the ship, but y'all ain't ready for nobody. Want to see somebody, you tell somebody famous is coming here to Bronx. Everybody's not gonna go, but some folk gonna go. They gonna go just to get a glimpse of the person. If somebody write a book and they famous, people stand in line to just get their signature on the book. Athletes who come, y'all spend all that money to go to a football stadium and to sit outside in the snow and watch a game, and your team to be losing by 30, and you gonna pay $7 for a hot dog, $8 for a drink, and you still gonna sit there till it's over.
Amen.
Not just folks stand up faking because they want to get elected. God bless the United States of America and nobody else. No, the earth is the Lord. And the Lord is the Lord. And we that dwell herein. So everybody ought to tell the Lord at one point a time or another, they ought to say, thank you, Lord. Then the Bible says, serve the Lord. Don't serve in any kind of way, but you ought to serve the Lord with gladness. And I don't want to be grievous for you to come to church to give God some glory and learn some stuff from Him. I was going to do a whole bunch of stuff up here, but I ain't going to do none of it now. I'm just going to do what the Lord told me to do. And I'm going to read it right over there. Is that all right? The Lord said, come before His presence will sing. Right with me right now. One third or half of a service in a church, most folk got to sing. We sang the choir to death because folk don't want to listen to the word of God. Most folk check out when it comes time for the word of God. Only time a preacher can really get your attention is when somebody dies in your back. Only time the preacher can get your attention is when something tragic happened in your neighborhood, in your house, or in the country that everybody wants to come to church. But if you just think about what the Lord has done, all you folks say what I think about the goodness of Jesus and all He's done for me, my soul cries out.
Whatever you
5 said, you ought to bless the Lord. Ain't that right? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 said, be thankful unto God and bless him, because Jesus Christ is the one that has done that thing. Ain't that right? You have to always give thanks unto God. Well, we always minister to men, and I'm getting ready to go when we do communion, but I got to tell you another story. I want to tell you a story about that. Tell me, there was a young man who was a violinist, and he was so worried because he had just started playing the violin. Parents bought him a violin, they couldn't afford. He started practicing the violin. After a while, he got pretty good. They put him into a school. He got better and better as he began to strum. But the rest of them didn't want him to be in the orchestra because he didn't have the pedigree that they had. But y'all do know God will make a way, don't you? Yeah. It just so happened the person that was playing such a violin got sick. So they took that young boy and put him up there, and he began to play. So when he got ready to go up there, so the maestro looked at him and said, I want you to play until the man upstairs sit back down. I don't care what happened, the man upstairs is looking at us, and I want you to stay right there and keep on playing until he started playing. And everybody else started playing with him. Everybody else in the orchestra got tired, they packed up their instrument, and they went home, and the young man was still playing. The conductor got tired of conducting, put down his baton, he walked away, so the young man was still playing. Amen. So when he turned around and looked, the man upstairs was still sitting down in the chair looking at him, he was still playing. And Brother Jasper Williams tells this story. He says it like this. He said, when you come to God, folk gonna be with you when you first come in. It might be your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your best friend, your sister, your mother, whoever it is. They might start out in church with you, but when times get tight, they gonna back up and leave you. I'm trying to tell y'all in your day, the way you play your violin, you gotta be thankful unto God and keep on playing your violin until God is pleased with your faith. He kept on playing, and after a while, he said, the man upstairs stood up, and this is for somebody. You've been crying for a long time. You've been asking God to make a way for a long time. It's not about what you've done. It's not about what you say. It's not about what you're going through. God loved you just because you are you. And he sent Jesus Christ, that while you were yet in your sin, Christ died for you. And you want to be thankful unto him, and to keep on playing his ideal violin. Until, I don't care if family leave me, I don't care if preacher stop preaching, or choirs quit singing, I'm still going to be playing my violin. I don't have to play it up here, I'm going to play it out there. Keep on doing right. Don't stop for nobody. Don't quit. Don't go back. Don't ever bring up your past. Just stand tall on the wall. And every time somebody want to argue with you, just church for that's how we do. And word, folks about to say, Monday morning. You understand what I'm saying? Just play your body. Now some folks can play by ear because God put it in them right there. They just pick up a good time, they just pick up a organ, they just play without music, ain't that right? But it behooves you to pick up your Bible.
Yes.
This is your sheet music right here. This is your sheet music right here. When you enter the gates of the law, you know what it's trying to remind you? John 10, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
Y'all think it's just Psalm 23. That's just an introduction. Now go to John chapter 10 and begin to read that. How the Lord is the door and he is the gate and how he stands there for you. He don't let nobody in and nobody out.
Yeah.
Here it is. I'm going. Go to YouTube. Pull up sheep and shepherd. They're going to show you 3 shepherds standing at the door of the gate of the sheep pen. They're going to show you sheep out there grazing in the pasture. The wrong shepherd is going to get up and they're going to say something. The sheep going to keep on eating. Mm-hmm. The second one going to get up. He folks, he going to say something. And the sheep going to keep on eating. As a matter of fact, when he started talking, they said, hey. But when the real shepherd called them, They all lined up in formation and began to walk forward. I found out now, if I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're going to get better, I'm going to get better, we're going to get saved, we're going to get delivered, we're going to get set free. Amen. Folk that choose to go the way they want to go, they're going to go. They're going to do whatever it is they're going to do. Listen to me. Don't stop praying for them, but you got to let them go.
Amen.
Let them go and pray for them.
Amen.
And one day you're going to look, they're going to either walk back in the house or they're going to walk back in church.
Amen.
I'm going to